This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Glad you could be with us on a 104.3 FM on your radio dial, as well as 560 WQAM. And as I said, we'll have that brand new rejoin next week. We're going to be with you next Wednesday. We'll take the Monday off, kind of recuperate from the weekend. We won't up until basketball season, though. That'll be the norm Mondays. But I figured, you know, what the heck, let everybody, you know, watch. There's a game next Monday night on as well. So there's a lot of things going on in football. As I said, huge weekend in high school last weekend, a huge college weekend this week as well. And one of the teams that are breaking out of the gate for the first time in 2025 as the defending 6A state champion are the West Boca Raton Bulls as they won the school's first ever state title last year, beating Kissimmee Osceola. And what a huge surprise, and what a bit pleasant surprise for this program, which really wasn't built overnight. Over the last couple of years, Coach Dylan Potts and his staff have assembled quite a program. They're deep. They don't get it done by accident. They travel a lot. They're everywhere during the summer. The kids are individually getting better as well. And they will open up on Thursday evening at home against Palm Beach Central, which lost last week. We welcome in Coach Dylan Potts from West Boca Raton. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And the day is finally here that you hit the field for real on Thursday evening at home in front of, I'm sure it's going to be a packed house.
Absolutely. You know, thank you as always, you know, having us on and getting a chance to talk a little bit about our program and, you know, some of the things that we have going on within our program.
Yeah, and I was there for your kickoff classic against Chaminade, and it was great, and the atmosphere is tremendous, and it's first class, and a lot, you know, everybody gets involved, your administration, your students, your players, everybody involved. But this week is something special because this is when it counts for real. You're out to get back to that state title game again, and your first game is against Palm Beach Central, that team that is good and has a lot of talent, but they're coming off a loss. Are you a little bit surprised that they got beat, or is a team like Pahokee a type of team that could beat you?
Well, I mean, I think Pahokee is, as you know, always those Pahokee, Glade Central, those teams are always going to be tough to play, no matter if they have the talent like they used in the 90s or not. Those kids, you know, Pahokee, I thought, did a really good job. Or, you know, they got a really good system offensively and defensively, and those kids play hard. And, you know, Palm Beach Central has a really good team as well, too. So, you know, we're just looking forward to getting out there on Thursday. And, you know, even though it was a kickoff classic, it was a loss for us. That's what we took against Chaminade, and we've been itching to get back out there ever since.
Yeah. And you have the talent. I mean, obviously, you built this thing up front. A lot of really, really good offensive linemen, quarterback situation, somebody who returned from last year and a newcomer. But the one thing that is constant is your running back, Javion Mallory, a University of Miami commit, one of the best in the country. And getting an opportunity to have him to add balance to that passing game. Talk about that and what, you know, what type of player he is and what Miami's getting in somebody like that.
Well, I think he's, you know, to me, selfishly, I'm going to say, I think he's the best back in the country. I mean, I think just you got a glimpse of that's a first game back and, you know, basically after a year off. I mean, he's just a game changer. Whenever he's on the field, I mean, he just makes every call the right call no matter what. It's honestly, it's just one of those things. How can you get him the ball? And he's got a good other, you know, three class of 27 backs that complement him very well too. And then, you know, obviously the line up front, you know, we have four seniors. A lot of these kids have been starting now for multiple years, so you have the depth and the experience up front, where, as you know, you saw us from year one back in sure. You know, 2022, it's, you know, we were starting 7-8 freshmen. Well, all those kids are seniors now, so you kind of have that experience and that depth, you know, where these kids have played a lot of games and played in a lot of big games under their belt now.
Yeah. How do you create a culture where there really wasn't a culture before? I mean, this is a program that, you know, I mean, you know, I talked to Miles Russ, the head coach at Kaiser University, who before Mallory came along was probably the all-time leading rusher at the school. You know, we talk about developing a culture. How do you develop a culture in football where there really wasn't a lot of that before?
Well, I mean, I think it always starts with the kids. We got, you know, when Javian and Malik Joseph and Zach Walls and all these Amari Ford and these kids that came in that initial year one when they were eighth graders coming in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
And as ninth graders now, they've just bought in from day one. And honestly, I know it's cliche as it sounds, we've just worked. We've tried to have that, you know, what we do offensively and defensively. You know, we're going to run the football and play defense, and we kind of take that blue-collar approach to it. We're just going to outwork everyone, and that's always been the mindset of just being the hardest-working team, not only in South Florida, but, you know, our goal is to be the hardest-working team in the country. And if we do that, we'll have a chance to be, you know, be sitting here in December with our second one.
Right. And having the week off in week one after the Chaminade kickoff classic, was that beneficial? Do you think that at least you gave your kids an opportunity to say, hey, listen, this is what we didn't do right. This is what we did do right. And we got the game next Thursday against Palm Beach Central, and let's get back to work. Was that one of those weeks that, you know, if you were going to have a week off, the first week of the season may have been a good time to do it?
Well, it's not, you know, I don't think, you know, having a week one bye was a little bit of an interesting, you know, thing this year. It just happened to be in order for us to pick up Cardinal Newman on the schedule, we had to create a week one bye. So, okay. It, you know, it was a weird thing having that week one bye, but I think our kids did a really good job in the bye week. Like, we practiced really, really hard last week, and our kids are hungry. And I think it's, you know, like anything, you know, they kind of had a chance. They're hungry after that, you know, game against Chaminade. You know, we felt like we played decent against them, but, you know, we had four turnovers, and we, you know, we've been just really itching to get back out there ever since.
Yeah. Dylan Potts joins us. He's the head coach at West Boca Raton. And I kind of casually, kind of passed over before, but your administration, and you know as well as I do, having been around before, that if you don't have cooperation and you don't have a supportive administration, it's really tough. But you're not like that. I know. I see your principal. I see your APs. I see your AD. Everybody's out in force during your games. Talk about that, because that's one or two or three less things that you have to worry about in preparation for a game.
Absolutely. I mean, you've been doing it long enough. You have to have that support to be successful. And those, you know, our principal, all of our assistant principals, our athletic directors, our assistant. I mean, we really do have a community here that really, you know, gives us everything we need to be successful. So we just feel like we just need to go and, you know, and compete to our level that we expect to at the standard. And, you know, with that support, we know we can do everything we need to here.
Yeah, no doubt. Schedule-wise, we talked about it. Palm Beach Central this week, and then a really big game at home against Bergen Catholic in New Jersey. I know that you wanted to kind of like add some of that firepower to your schedule. As you mentioned, you had Cardinal Newman. You have Atlantic again. You play the team Western, which is, obviously in a rebuild. Talk about that. I mean, you got Palm Beach Central, and I know that's foremost on your mind right now, but that Bergen Catholic game's got to be something that could put you on the national map a little bit.
Well, that was the goal this year. You know, I think as we're continuing to develop this program and grow this culture, it's like, how do we take the next step as a program? And we want to get on that national stage this year. And in order to do that, you're going to have to play some of those national level teams like that. And that's just, and that was the whole, you know, wanting to prove that we're one of the best teams in the country. So we need to go out there and play some of the best teams in the country. And at the end of the day, you know, everything is about getting ready for the playoffs. So we feel like any matchup that's going to get us, you know, be beneficial to get us prepped and ready to go once it rolls into November and December, it's going to be good for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about some of the players that you're looking forward to having big years for you. I know the kid Jamar Tompkins, the junior defensive lineman, is one of those guys that everybody's looking at. Who are some of the guys? I know the kid Clancy is one of the kids that I like a lot. This kid is like, you know, he's one of those guys that gets open. And he's got sure-handed. Talk about some of those guys that maybe don't get the publicity that deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, starting on the offensive side right there, you know, class of 27 wide receiver Billy Clancy just shows up and makes plays. I always say he's our J-Rock up here. You know, like I said, he's always in big time games, always making plays. And, you know, he's just going to continue to really, you know, build off what he did last year. You know, had over 500 yards receiving and 7 touchdowns last year, and he's really looking to take the next step. Defensively, you know, another 227 kids that I think Larry Morgan, that played corner, did a really, really good job last week against Chaminade. And another young kid, Carlton Jackson, you know, stepped in and is playing defense at, you know, our class of 28 kid playing defense at a high level. And then obviously Max Reed at linebacker. I mean, he led our team in tackles last year, and he's just continuing to really, really cement himself as one of the best linebackers, I think, in the area.
I'm looking forward to it, Coach. I thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck. You know, I'm going to target a game or two to come back up. You know, I don't let you down. I try to get to a few games up there, you know, as well. I mean, I know that that Bergen Catholic game could be a really, really good game as well. Best of luck this week. Do you guys did you get your rings already, or is there a ceremony this week?
No, we got that over a while ago. You know, like I said, the mindset with the kids has been, hey, last year's last year. You know, we're 0-0, and, you know, it doesn't matter what we did last year. It's just everything focused forward, getting that second one.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Good stuff. West Boca Raton head coach Dylan Potts, as they are the defending 6A state champions, and will kick their season off this week at home on Thursday against Palm Beach Central. Good team. Lost last week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.